Hey there, true believers. My name is Joshua, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I am a gamer. Board games, card games, party games, video games, mobile games, you name a gaming avenue, and I'm probably into it, or have at least been known to enjoy it. And of course, in all of these categories, there are a ton of genres too. Shooters, sports, platformers, adventure games, deck building games, RPGs, co-op, etc, etc, etc. There are so many types of games and ways to play them. One thing that is very common in many games is a little something called resource management. Managing resources is extremely important, and doing so well can be the difference between winning, losing, or even just enjoying the game. Most of you will be familiar with your typical RPG or survival games. In these kinds of games, there are all sorts of different equipment and items and resources that exist in the game, but you can only hold on to so many of these things at a time. Before going off on a quest or an adventure into your unknown world, you need to prepare. You want to bring food, water, tools, weapons, gadgets, anything you think you could possibly need to be ready for whatever unknown situations lie before you. But you only have so many inventory slots. It's up to you to put away the things that you don't need and to carry the things with you that you think you may need. The idea of resource management reminds me of our own lives. There is so many things in a life. There are so many things that we can do or not do. Every day when we wake up, we have to choose what will we do to prepare ourselves for that day's adventure. And we only have so many time slots we can fill. But let's stick with the gaming metaphor for another minute. Most of us are pretty familiar with a little game called Minecraft, which I've been getting very into again recently. If you're about to go on a long, big cave exploration journey, you know that you'll be down there for like an hour probably, and you're going to be looking for resources, but you're taking the caves, so you're not going to be strip mining or anything. There are mobs all over the place, it's pitch black, there are holes you can fall into, cliffs and ravines, so large that you'll die if you fall off of them, not to mention all the lava. And also, not to mention the fact that the caves update just came, and there are all sorts of new creatures and obstacles and resources that you've never even seen before. How many of you know that it would be a very bad idea if all you brought with you for this quest was an iron pickaxe? Is it possible you could survive down there and find some things? Sure, it's possible. But what are you going to do when you get hungry? If you bring food with you, you won't die of hunger. What are you going to do when you fall into a giant hole and there's all sorts of zombies and spiders in there? Sure, you could try to defend yourself with a pickaxe, but a sword would do a better job. Not to mention having some armor with you to help you take several blows before you perish. Oh yeah, and how do you expect to see anything or find anything without torches? Sure, the night vision will kick in, but it would have been a lot faster and a lot easier to find what you needed if you just would have prepared properly. In real life, there's only so many time slots in a day. What are you going to spend it on? What are you doing to prepare for your days? What type of things are you spending your time and resources on? And what is that doing for you that will actually help you live a thriving, joyful, and fulfilling life? Right now, in my own life, I'm trying to figure out what works for me. Managing my life has gotten a lot more complicated and challenging than it used to be in my current season of life. I've learned a lot about myself, and I'm still trying to figure out how to balance all these things that I care about. I want to work out. I want to spend daily time with the most important relationships in my life, mainly God, but also my wife and kids. And I also really care about my friends, so I want to make time for them too. And what about eating well? What about making podcasts? I have dreams for projects that I want to do. What about them? How can I manage my resources to allow for all of these important things to function well in my life? Well, I don't have all the answers yet. Sorry. I'm trying to figure this out too. And knowing what to bring with you on a mission or a quest in your real life is a challenge. But no matter what the day holds, there are always those essential things that will help us thrive in any challenge and are always useful to help give us strength and energy that we need before we start our day or our quest. Like having a daily relationship with God, taking care of our bodies, taking care of our mental health, and loving ourselves. There are definitely more things than just these, but working on managing these things in our lives is honestly the key to having a thriving life that will bring glory to God and is full of success that God intends for us. So why is it so hard to make the choices that we know are good for us? Personally, I believe it's a lot to do with the clever and subtle deceptions and distractions of the enemy. The devil really wants us to fill our time with meaningless or harmful things that keep us from our true callings and to keep us busy. Many of us, including myself, have a lot of thorns and weeds around us right now. Our soil is good, but we're allowing so many distractions in our lives that the good things that we're putting in have little ability to grow or produce the breakthroughs that we've been seeking. These distractions are making it hard to manage our lives better. If you're going on a quest and you fill your inventory slots with all the fun gadgets and weapons and gear and that are tons of fun to play with, but you don't leave any room for the good food, bread, energy drinks, and healing packs that you're gonna need, you're gonna run into trouble, and you'll have nothing to give you life when you need it. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." Like I said, I'm still trying to figure out how to balance my own life. It may be time to take a hard look at where we're spending our time and what we've been filling our slots with. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Joshua for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God has never left you. Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay.